Kolsky to welcome the 40th governor of the great state of California, former mayor here in San Francisco, Gavin Newsom, to the proceedings. Thank you very much. Mr. Governor, how are you?
I am well. You're making me feel guilty for bumping anyone.
Jeez. No. We'll be able to explain it to Jay at some point. I think he's going to understand.
He likes you right now.
Does he? Is Jay all right with me? That's good.
Yeah, he's okay.
Happy to hear that.
Yeah, I think anyone who's looking to change the NCAA's way of going about its business is very happy with what you did. Governor, did you push the first domino in changing the state of California or changing the NCAA due to what you did today in the state of California?
Yeah, there's no question about it. And I think it's a good way to frame it. It's a domino because we don't necessarily know which direction this is going to go, but there's going to be a lot of pieces that start falling into place. You've already seen Washington, Colorado, New York, South Carolina, and now Florida and others introducing similar pieces of legislation. There's just no way the NCAA can continue down the path they've been continuing down. They've got to look at real reform, not just this nibbling on the edges, which has been really, frankly, the recent history of the NCAA. A lot of good intentions, but not a lot of real reform.
How much have you been in touch with other governors on this? Because from the moment that you announced that you were going to do this, that this was going to be in the pipeline, New York popped up and Florida popped up and South Carolina popped up. I mean, did they just see what you were doing and say, this has to get done now?
Yeah, I mean, interestingly spent a lot of time with governors from across the country from both sides of the political aisle at the National Governors Association. And this came up casually. I didn't get a sense from the governors themselves they were looking to advance this effort, but clearly, to your point, when it was clear that this was going to be signed, you started seeing these legislative efforts reintroduced in some cases or advanced in other cases. There's the old adage, once the mind is stretched, it never goes back to its original form. Once someone does it, it makes it possible for others to believe it could be done in their respective jurisdictions. So I think invariably, you're just going to see, dozens of other states and legislative leaders in those states introduce similar legislation. And that's why this is a giant wake-up call for the NCAA.
This is certainly not my perspective, because I think what you did today is great. But we have certainly seen the complaint of, now what's going to happen? This is all these guys get plenty of benefits. And what do you say to people who tell you, as the governor, stay out of sports in this case?
No, look, I imagine half the listeners are like, why the hell you have a politician on? Screw up my day. You go to sports to avoid politics, which I completely get. And I think one of the beauties, and I was a college athlete as well. I'm literally on the phone with you as governor of California because of baseball. I would never have gotten into college. I would have gone to a community college, which in and of itself wouldn't have been bad. But I never would have gotten into a four-year college had it not been for a small partial scholarship. And I say partial scholarship because I think that's an incredibly important point to make. Not everybody gets a full ride. The majority of athletes don't receive a full scholarship. Many are playing even without a partial scholarship. This notion of student athletes and student being the dominant word before athlete, is illusory for the vast majority of these students that become athletes first, student second. Even at Santa Clara, where I played baseball, it wasn't just the mandatory practices and workout and training. It was all the quote-unquote voluntary things that everyone was expected to participate in that consumed you. And so you don't have a chance to work. You don't have a chance to be fully integrated into the campus community. And most folks don't even make it 4 years through that college experience, let alone the overwhelming majority that don't even get drafted into the pros. And so we got to call the question. There's billions of dollars in this sport, billions of dollars being distributed, and they're just not, frankly, being distributed to the people that are the real talent, the people generating that income and revenue, and that's the athletes themselves.
Governor Gavin Newsom, since you brought up baseball, I got to ask, have you said goodbye to Bruce Bochy yet?
I said goodbye on the big screen a couple days ago and a little social media post. I said the other day when I did a little video for Bruce, that I'm standing, I'm currently standing in the governor's office right now, and I'll never forget when I came up here with Arnold Schwarzenegger, and there was the big Conan sword from his movie. You come into the governor's office now, you'll see a baseball, 2010 baseball signed by the team, a photo with me in the World Series trophy, and a couple bats from that series, because I'm a fanatic. And that was, I'll go back. I know everyone could debate 12, 14, but I'll take 2010 any day of the week, not just because I was mayor, but because the spirit and pride that came about because of that extraordinary World Series. And I guess that goes to the point, doesn't it, of what Bochy did all these years, what sports does every day. It brings people together, strangers from every conceivable walk of life. And there's nothing a politician can ever do to legislate spirit and pride. That comes from the majesty of sports, from this extraordinary sort of frame of magical moments that are created hour by hour, day by day. And really the spirit of what we're trying to do here is not to destroy the NC2A. It's to keep it from destroying itself, because it's become so lopsided and so devoid of that original connection to the athletes themselves, that we want to bring back, reshift that power dynamic, rebalance it, and begin to focus anew on what this is all about and should be about: the athletes first, not the institutions.
Have you been in touch, at least sort of under the radar, with college administrators or athletic directors who are actually in support of this, or do they just basically view you as Satan in a suit?
Satan in a suit, with a few exceptions. I think most folks, I was at, just a little bit of background. I was at this, I've served on the UC Regents for almost 9 years now. And about 5 years ago, you guys are probably talking about it, UC Berkeley's football program came out with a 44% graduation rate. At UC Berkeley, we're at the finest institution of higher learning public in the world, and we weren't even graduating these quote-unquote student athletes. The, by the way, the basketball program was even worse. And so I really got, you know, I got deeply engaged in this issue, and that's when I got to know Mark Emmert, and that's when I started really leaning into this space. I can assure you, everybody in this space was unhappy then. They're particularly unhappy now, because, you know, they talked a good game about reforms back then. They were marginal at best. The only way to change, as I say, the power dynamic was to do what we did, because all the task forces and good intentions aren't changing a damn thing. But the folks at Stanford, USC, UC, and the CSU system, they're not jumping up and down enthusiastically right now, if I'm being completely candid and honest.
I usually don't make that mistake. Ray, I apologize for all the things
that's
I've said to you.
That's your mistake, Ray. Yeah.
That's, wow. We saw the clip of you on the shop signing the bill into law. I had so many questions related to that, but let's start with three. Number one, is that the real actual bill? And the moment you signed it on TV, it became law? Number two, why LeBron James? And number three, what's the coolest place you've ever signed a bill, or was that it?
That's, come on. I mean, in a barbershop, that's pretty cool. I mean, in a barbershop that happened to be with LeBron. But, you know, to his credit, and Draymond and a number of other athletes, I mean, Draymond Green's been leaning into this space. They've been at it for years. As you know, LeBron did he co-produced with his business partner a documentary about student athletes a number of years ago. So he's not new to this, and he's really put himself out around this. And so I thought on that basis it was appropriate to engage him, and that was the bill. And, you know, if you got any other interesting ideas to sign legislation, I'm ready to go. It's a hell of a lot more interesting than my office.
We've got
to
talk off air. I got a lot of ideas, though.
Well, did you let anyone actually touch your hair, sir? I mean, your hair is pretty much a natural resource here in the state of California. I don't want to mess with.
No, there's certain things that are off limits. And trust me, there were no razors allowed on that.